So, bit of a broad question, but how long have you been involved with film or part of the film community?
Yeah, I started filming because of snowboarding. That was a big part of my life. When I was, I don't know, I was probably 15, I got a snowboard. It was the first time I'd ever tried it, and it was pretty fun. Maybe I was a little younger, maybe 14. And so the next summer after that, I saved up and got a snowboard. And then the next summer after that, I realized, hey, this is kind of fun. Snowboard movies are fun. And so I saved up and got a Fred Meyer. I went to Fred Meyer and got a Sony 8mm Handycam. Hi8. Let's get that right. And so I started making snowboard movies with my friends, basically home movies, for lack of a better term. And then that kind of parlayed into working with on some side projects with different businesses in the city, some different local business people, largely in the snowboard community, but did some stuff for a guy who made X-rays and did some wedding film and stuff like that. And I pretty much paid my way largely through college just doing that job. And and then as much as I loved it, it was cool. I realized I was going to college to go be a teacher. And wouldn't you know it, I was able to kind of mix the two by teaching the broadcasting side of the house in our media program over at West.
So as a teacher, teaching film and media, what's your favorite project that you've worked on or that you've introduced?
Oh man, there's a lot. I think that's kind of tricky because I've seen some really, really solid projects. When you were a student of mine, you put out some really, really good work. We have a few students, this kid Levi and a kid Jericho, that are putting out amazing work right now as well. And so to see those upper level students succeed is really cool. But I think it's watching those students the first time they put together an edit and it feels like a real movie. Like, and watch their eyes light up, and the first time they drop a J cut on a conversation, and they're like, "Whoa, that's like the movies," or whatever it is. I think the first time somebody sees that, they suddenly open their eyes to a whole new world of art and creativity that they really never knew, maybe they had in them, and that's a really special moment. It's really rewarding, and it I think that's just anytime that happens is definitely my favorite thing to do in class.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, definitely, definitely. So of the filmmaking process, filming, editing, all that stuff, what's your favorite part?
Favorite part. It's the process. It has to be the process. You start with a blank timeline, and it's terrifying. Like that blank timeline, it's supposed to become something, and there's no real way to start it. And I like to think it's organic. I capture things, I import things, I'll just throw them on the timeline, and I'll start looking at clips altogether. I think music's a huge part of it. I've used a few sources between Free Music Archive. I've paid for sources like Artlist, and I'm using like MusicBed right now. They're all good, and I think it's listening to hours of 15-second clips of music to find that one that you catalog and go, oh, that's going to be really good for this episode. That's going to be really good for this life event. Mixing that together and then seeing it all come together is really satisfying. But I just love the process of maybe this will look better if I take off one frame. Maybe get this whole shot out altogether. Maybe cross dissolve this or that. I think that's. There is something magical to it, and it's not a suit. I mean, in the filmmaking world, yeah, it's common, but like in life, not a lot of people get an opportunity to kind of play with time the way you get to with Premiere.
Yeah, totally. When did you realize you wanted to become a teacher?
Early, that was I like learning, and I don't know. Still probably pretty immature. Probably still. No, I like learning, and I loved college. It was an awesome experience for me. And I think sometimes people forget that the experience of upper level education is it's a lot. It can be a lot of fun. And I had a lot of fun. I was doing a lot of stuff on the side as well with these projects. I was doing the media stuff while putting myself through school to become a history teacher of all things. I love telling stories. I think stories are what I got into it for, just to talk shop and learn what it means to be human. But no, early on, I knew I was going to be a teacher. I think maybe my senior year in high school, even I knew that that was something I was interested in. And I'd coached snowboarding, I'd taught snowboarding, I'd coached football, I'd coached baseball. I just did a lot of working with people, and I really enjoy seeing other people take lessons and go run with them. It's really rewarding when your students outshine like anything you ever could have done. Like, that's really cool in whatever field you're in, whether it's in history or media or whatever. When they run way beyond anything you did, that's, tell you what, that's a really, really good feeling. And so I figured that out pretty early on, and just knew exactly what I wanted to do.
What pushed you to start teaching media more than just becoming just a creator of it?
Yeah, I think it was kind of that whole connection between a lot. It was just themes in life. So, you know, call it motivation, call it the man upstairs, whatever you want to call it. I think it's like there's just these themes that kept reoccurring in my life that I couldn't ignore. I liked teaching. I liked filming craziness, and I liked putting stuff together for my friends. I liked making edits. In the snowboard and skate world, that's like that's kind of a cool deal. It almost hacks the system a little bit. You're a filmer, and then you now have this new set of skills, this different set of skills. And I thought that was really fascinating, you know, because I fell a lot. Mm-hmm. So I can film, and people are like, that's cool. And so it for lack of a better, it gets you the ticket to the dance, you know, to some degree. You start filming stuff and people want you around, and you start to edit, and you meet a lot of new people and go a lot of cool places. And that theme of filming stuff, and then that theme combined with I really enjoyed teaching stuff. And then this class got offered. I was offered to teach it, and I could kind of create it how I wanted it. That was really cool. I'm really thankful for those opportunities to do that. And so I think that's when that big time transition of like, man, I can't wait to teach this now and show other kids how to do this. I could go out to Turning and Pass and go film with my friends, and we could have 4 hours of footage. That 4 hours needs to become a 2 to 3 minute micro part. And I think that's life, right? You have a lot of things you want to do and a lot of things you can include, but at the end of the day, you have to pick and choose. And that skill of picking and choosing, I think that's where school comes in. I think that's a big part of it, to educate, young people on how to pick and choose and use their time wisely.
Cool. We could keep sitting in this room for hours just talking, but I think that's it.
Cool.
I think
awesome.
We're good. Yeah.
Right on, man. Well, I'm proud of you. Keep it up.
Thank
you. Go film something. Go make something.